Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Weekly Zeitgeist. These are some of our favorite segments from this week, all edited together into one nonstop infotainment laugh extravaganza. So without further ado, here is the Weekly Zeitgeist. What is something from your search history that's revealing about who you are?
So I had a few things that came up that I was I was hesitant to share, and then there were some things that I felt more confident about sharing. I've been looking up a lot of pictures of Toni Braxton lately.
Okay.
In part because I got in an argument with a friend about whether or not I believe that she's been bleaching her skin over the years. And I say yes. The bitch looked different to me. But She's a different shade than the Tony, the short-haired Tony that I loved as a child. But that's neither here nor there. So there's a lot of pictures of Toni Braxton from 1994 and a lot of pictures of Toni Braxton now, and me sort of connecting red string between the two of them.
Gotcha. If you will.
This feels like a conspiracy theory. Well, wait, Tony? Okay, the lighting was different back in the 90s.
Though. All right. You know, see, this is the bullshit.
Come on now. Insecure was such a revolutionary show because they were like, oh my God, they put lights on Negroes and they look normal.
Well, the thing that Insecure did, it was help expose light for darker complexions. It wasn't that you made you look more light-skinned back in the day. I don't think that's really what the technological improvement was.
And listen, I once watched a 2020 special where Toni Braxton was spending $20,000 a month on lip gloss. Yeah. I don't believe is somebody who I could put. Yeah, she went bankrupt spending insane amounts of money on like very trivial items.
She had Gucci plates. Oprah literally was like, I don't have Gucci plates. Why do you have Gucci plates, Toni?
Oh, and she was like, because I did that song with Dr. Dre that one time. And the point is, I don't know that this is a person who makes reasonable choices. She married Birdman, or at least attempted to. She's there you go. She's not the person that I would necessarily put a lot of faith in to not Sammy Sosa herself for no reason.
Has she ever spoke on it?
No, like, I'm probably her only accuser. I'm probably the only person who cares enough to go digging into the research of what's happening to Toni Braxton.
Right, right, right.
Langston started a website on GoDaddy.
I mean, no, Langston, you are a Lil' Kim truther in that you say Lil' Kim has had no work done.
No work done.
Yeah,
She's as gorgeous as the day she showed up on this earth. That's what I say.
That completely debunks your Toni Braxton theories, because we know Lil' Kim is on her fifth face. She is on her fifth face.
Jokes, Lacey, of course. But Toni, please call in. Let us know.
Toni.
And also, how do you go through 20 fucking stacks worth of fucking lip gloss in a month?
Yeah, it was a wild.
What's the most expensive lip gloss, Lacey?
I don't know.
Probably Pat McGrath.
Pat
McGrath, Chanel, YSL. Okay. They can go up into the 40s, 50s for a tube.
Okay, so is it feasible that you could go through a whole fucking tube in one day?
Not a day, but maybe a couple days. If you're doing appearances and you're going lots of places and getting retouched all the time. And then not to mention, lip glosses, you be losing them hoes. You know how many lip glosses I've lost? You know how many times I pulled my couch back and I was like, oh, damn, all of my belongings.
Yeah, you found, found 20 grand worth of lip gloss right here.
So it's a Toni Braxton amount of lip gloss.
Yeah, maybe she's just really absent-minded. Not that she's bad with her money. She also just doesn't take responsibility. She's like, I don't know, I'll just buy another couple of cell phones every day. Forget
it. She's a black woman. We got big lips, okay? Until Rihanna, they weren't even making a swab for my lips that wouldn't have me painting my shit like this old house. That was the first time I saw a swab that went across my whole lip. And I was like, what? Normally, it's like a little teeny one. You got to just paint all day.
We got to bring in our guest, someone who I love having on, because her takes ain't fakes. Her takes are real, and they hit harder than steel. It's the one and only Zara Norvox.
What's up?
There she is. Ooh.
The sheer lung power.
Yeah, for you, especially you're up in the Bay too, with the air quality not great.
I go outside and I blow the ash away with my enthusiasm.
Wow. Yes. Yes. We need more of that. So we need more enthusiastic people to go outside and just scream at the smoke.
2020. Oh, I lost it.
How long have you been in the Bay now? Because I know last time, were you on your way up there? Were you quite settled up there? You were in LA still?
Yeah, I went up to go see my folks, and I'm here, and I think it's been 20,000 years, 25 days, 2 hours.
20,000, no, yeah, 20,000
years. 20,000 years, yeah, I think that was right.
20,000
leagues under Arabia.
Oh, that was, I love that graphic novel you wrote. It is fantastic. If you haven't read 20 Leagues Under the Labia yet by Zara Norvox, please check that out wherever you get your independent comics. Zara, I think we're all on the West Coast now dealing with the smoke. I get constant messages from people who are not in the state who just look at a couple photos and are thoroughly freaked out, which they should be, because it is a horrific situation here.
It's Mars.
I can't get over the air quality and how much I'm coughing up stuff. Look, full disclosure, if I smoke 3 blunts in a night, I can cough up some dark things in my mucus, okay? Mm. But now, not even smoking, I'm already getting things in there, but that's not for here or there. That's for my doctor tomorrow.
My air quality level is at a Bernie Sanders level right now. Bernie Sanders.
I was gonna say, how are you? How are things where you are? Is it overwhelming?
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
It's perfect. Okay, check this out. This morning I get woken up to leaf blowers.
Oh.
And I'm just like, why? 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 Yeah. Why? Why? Please take the
now
day
more
off.
Than ever.
I'll pay you to take the day off. also, it's just ash. Like, I literally was looking at a cloud of ash and dry leaves whirling like a tornado in the air.
Oof.
I will say that is a very 2020 poll quote of like, it's just ash. Takes it
yeah,
off.
Right. Like, 2021 will be like, don't worry, it's just ash from human remains.
It's just ash.
Like, it's just ash, though, in the end of like, of people. What is something that you think is overrated?
Pumpkin spice latte.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Go on. Say less.
The fall. All of it.
Wow, and you live in New York and you don't like the fall?
Anyone in LA is like, but the fall is so great. And I'm like, no, it's impending doom. It is foreshadowing a nasty weather. And so pumpkin spice latte just reminds me that like at some point my shoulders are going to be cramped from being like chattering, freezing cold. So yeah, I don't like the fall. And the fall's so depressing because it's the end of summer.
Yeah.
I still miss the fall. I don't know. I got a pumpkin spice beverage at Dunkin' Donuts the other day.
Why'd you say beverage?
Just because it's embarrassing.
Is that what you call it when you just get the syrup and water mixed up in a cup?
I get the cold brew and then they just like spike gallon of syrup in there. But what's been going on at Dunkin' Donuts is they have a Charlie D'Amelio beverage, that TikTok star. And so now Dunkin' Donuts is flooded with 14-year-old girls who look exactly like TikTok stars getting the Charlie.
What's a Charlie D'Amelio? What's that? What's the drink?
She's a teenager, like she's in her early 20s, and she's a TikTok. She's one of the TikTok girl. I mean, not to be reductive,
one
of the TikTok girls that is like, yeah, like she does like three dance moves, and that's she's a millionaire. And she's got a Dunkin' Donuts drink that she has, and so now there's a million young women who look like this TikTok star at Dunkin' Donuts all the time, getting in my way.
Wow, the Charlie is a really not very interesting drink. It's a to-go coffee order. It's cold brew with whole milk and three pumps of caramel.
Which is the most teenage Dunkin' Donuts order of all time, to be fair.
Yeah, exactly.
I would be shitting for a week.
I remember back in my day, it was called a caramel macchiato, okay? And we were drinking that in
Charlie,
y'all.
Now.
Yeah.
I'm in my 30s and I order the Oprah tea from Starbucks because that's my Charlie.
Yeah, what's Oprah tea? Spill the Oprah tea real quick.
For a while, she had her own like tea at Starbucks, and anything with the word Oprah, I will buy.
It feels wholesome. Like it would heal you. I would probably drink that.
Brand is strong. Yeah.
I am such an Oprah stan.
There you go. Not a bad place to be.
I do like a sponsored beverage. I don't know. It's weird, but
you can get the Charlie at Dunkin', you can get the Travis at McDonald's, you can get the Oprah at Star. What the fuck are we doing? Like then it's just like I only eat what Kim Kardashian shits out, and I will dress like Kendall or whatever. You know, like it's like we're finding a way to make it so easy to just emulate celebrities, and now like the marketing just like, yeah, just order what the celebrity gets now, and that's like a new thing you can do.
Late capitalism is wild, but might try the Charlie at some point. Don't know.
Late capitalism is wild. And then you just hear like you drinking the end of a cup through a like straw.
That's crazy.
What's that? Oh, it's a Charlie.
Anyways, it's whole milk.
And three pumps of caramel swirl. Oh, man. What is something you think is overrated?
Man, I think pretty much most restaurants right now are pretty. Maybe even just the concept of a restaurant right now. Is like, I think that's one thing I've realized in the pandemic is, you know, do we need 75% of these places? You know, if there's a biscuits place called Biscuits and Groovy in Austin, Texas, I'm like, does that need to survive? You know, wouldn't we be okay with just 50? wouldn't we be okay with like 50% of restaurants, you know, instead of, I feel like we're oversaturated right now. And
I mean, on like one level, you're like, it's a weird way to try and realize that maybe your dream of having a restaurant is like, because it already like to have open a restaurant pre-pandemic was already you were looking at a losing proposition statistically,
like 7 out of 10 fail or it's some like crazy statistic right. like that. I mean, I'll say this, it at least, and I am definitely doing my best to support, you know, a lot of these places, but we need to shift the way that we're thinking about this shit. Did you see yeah. what, you see what they're doing in Riverside County right now, where no. they've yeah. made it basically legal. You can run a restaurant out of your home. You have to apply for all the permits and everything. Obviously, health inspectors get involved, and it costs money to get those things. But there's people running restaurants out of their homes right now.
Mm. And is I think that's, that safe?
I think, well, I think if you're like getting like health inspectors to do the inspections,
sure,
and there's, you know, obviously laws and codes, and you're following all of it, I think that's a great idea. At least yeah. for like. You know, I don't think it would work in Los Angeles so well, but maybe from a takeout perspective, it would.
That's I mean, true. I would love nothing more to be like, yo, my neighbor, she just has like a pozole thing going and you can just
yep.
stop by and it's the fucking yep. bomb and I don't have to drive nowhere and I can literally can't help out my neighbor. Like, I would love that.
Yeah, I'm also saying this as somebody that is currently slinging pasta and meatballs out of their apartment on Sundays.
You are?
Oh yeah, totally. I started like 5 weeks ago. I'm like, I just need to start hustling and make extra money, man, because I don't know.
That's so cool.
Yeah, so I started doing it, and then people on Instagram, just it started out as friends, and then I'm getting these like weird DMs from people, and yeah, strangers just pull up, and it looks like I'm making a drug DMs deal.
They're like, put the sauce on your back.
Yeah.
Like,
mm.
That is the funniest others folder on Instagram. I was just like,
for sure.
Pasta head.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, you got that tagliatelle today or no?
I love right. it.
Are you usually that's the folder for dick pics, but now it's for hungry pasta people.
Are you hand making your pasta?
I am. Yeah, I do.
Oh my God.
Handmade
Danny
pasta.
Makes incredible pasta.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. It's yeah. good, you know, and the price point is like, you know, most of the handmade pasta here. Dude, it's all expensive. It's all like $20 and more. And I'm sure it's great, but yeah. I'm like, I don't know, man. I kind of fiend that like $15 range Sunday gravy type of, you know? So I keep it at $15 a week. And it's been good, man. And it also, I get to see people, you know, they come pull up. It's been really good.
Fantastic.
Hell yeah.
I mean, to your point, I think it would be hard in LA. I mean, it was already an epic battle to allow people like street vendors to sell food. And
right.
with a lot of mm-hmm. people, you know, raising the concerns of like, can it be regular? And they were able to a certain extent. But yeah, it's that idea actually is pretty remarkable, because I think the one thing that I saw restaurants do that seemed really interesting was like pivot to being more of like a grocery store. Plus yes. meal kits and things like that. And it seems yes. like that trend will probably continue even after the pandemic, because there's also something nice that I was like, oh yeah, let me get like a half made thing from a restaurant and I can still feel like I'm cooking and then helping yep. some a business like a local business out, et cetera. So
I like when you can get the cocktail like a juice box and bring it to your house.
Oh yes.
That's nice.
Especially when like some of them like Lono, like they're serving them out of the Umbrella Factory, whatever that place is on Melrose. But you can get like their tiki mm-hmm. cocktails, and they're like, but they give you all the garnish and stuff, so you could really feel like, hey man, we got something going in my garage. Yes.
Oh nice.
They're like, now more than ever, we got to get you fucked up. You're like, all right,
cool. You're like, all right. Oh, but we also got to sell you this guacamole, because we got to sell
a huge ass like Ziploc bag. You're like, all right, apocalypse yeah. not so bad after all.
It comes in a bag.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's in a bag.
Yeah. Just cut it with a box cutter over your mouth and just let it spill straight onto you.
Basically, just a little Boda box that you just yank out of there.
Oh, man. All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back to talk about some people who fucking don't follow the rules. How about that? All right. We'll Ooh. Be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And we're back. Okay, we also have this other bullshit that's going on in Rochester. I just have to touch on this really quick, because Daniel Prude, who is another unarmed black man in his distress, who came into contact with police in March, and was, you know, his that interaction led him to be on life support and then eventually taken off of it. There's been a lot of attention recently on the department because, honestly, this had happened in March. And with all of the things that have been happening in this country, especially with, you know, the uprising specifically set off with George Floyd's killing, there was apparently a huge, huge move. And you shouldn't be surprised by this, from the Rochester Police or Sheriff's Department, whatever they're technically called, to delay the information of what exactly had happened to come out. And the New York Times has gotten a hold of these internal communications, because the mayor's office had actually tried to figure out what was going on. And they got emails like this. And this isn't like, you know, when people are so cynical about how law enforcement works and is like working to maintain white supremacy, it's because people do it so effortlessly just in this kind of email exchange. Quote, "We certainly do not want people to misinterpret the officer's actions and conflate this incident with any recent killings of unarmed black men by law enforcement nationally." This is a deputy writing to his boss, saying, "That would simply be a false narrative and could create animosity and potentially violent blowback in this community as a result." So basically saying, we cannot have the body camera footage released to Daniel Prude's lawyers or the family's lawyer at all. And the police chief replied to this email, quote, "I totally agree."
They're like, "We can't let people know we killed him because he was black, because then they're going to be mad that we killed him because he was black." Yeah. Like, what? Yeah.
They're going to find out about the whole rub is. Then on another.
Don't do it.
Yeah. The thing is, They arrived because it was for a wellness check, which is another reason why, at the very least, most police departments just need to say, hey, you know what? Cops don't respond to wellness checks anymore. I mean, even if you're like in some city where people are like, don't talk about defunding the police, most police will tell you they don't even want to do them because right. they would rather be brutalizing Black people exclusively.
And there's that dark joke that was like, oh, yeah, we did a wellness check on a Black person. Yeah, they were fine. Oh, don't worry. They're not anymore. Like, yeah. Like, they were better off if you did not come.
And his brother called because he's like, my brother's not well. I'm concerned about him. He wasn't clothed when they arrived. And so another thing they found was, this is from this New York Times article. They said, in a police report on the confrontation, marking a box for victim type, an officer on the scene listed Mr. Prude, who the police believed had broken a store window that night, simply as an individual. But another officer circled the word in red and scribbled a note. It said, make him a suspect. So that's the state of things.
Yeah. I think we're past being surprised.
Yeah, totally.
Unfortunately, because this is, it is what it is at this point, where as far as we just know these things are happening.
Yeah.
The part that just still is upsetting for me is the denial of it. Mm-hmm. Like, you can admit it, and shit still probably won't change, but at the very least, people can admit that this shit happens.
Right.
You know, like, and this year we've seen more people admit it. You know, our white friends, our white liberal friends are like, oh, damn, y'all wasn't lying. This shit really does happen.
Yeah. This like, whole time y'all been getting killed? Like, yeah, yes, sis, the whole time. Y'all.
But how are you so upbeat?
I didn't believe it until a rubber bullet hit my face. And I'm like, oh, good, thank you. But it just the denial of it beyond that is still the part that grinds my gears.
I mean, and I think it's also important for listeners of this show who are white to hear us talk about this, because all we can do is talk about that and we just let out a fucking sigh. You know what I mean? That's our only recourse, is to just feel that and say and accept it, unfortunately, or be like, obviously this fuels a lot of the energy we put into trying to move forward. But as it stands and the historical data sets that we can rely on how these things work out, all we can do is say, I'm pretty sure that with the data set I'm looking at, I'm living in a country and society in which this is okay, in which the worst that happens is some of these officers are just on leave, and we're not getting any true sense of justice for people who are, you know, murdering unarmed people and then obscuring their deeds through misinformation or just really cynical, slow reporting to try and drag things out. Right. And it's tough, man. And that's why it's not like we're just angry being like, this is what it's like. It's over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And every time it just takes it's funny. Every time I think there's not much that can be taken out, I'm like, I'm pretty sure I'm empty. Somehow you read something and it takes a little bit more out. Somehow, even when you thought you didn't have anything left.
Right.
And that's what it, ugh.
And for far too long, you know, we've all been spoon-fed that the effect is the cause. You know, when you hear that Black folks are 13% of the population, but we're 37% of the prison population, you think, oh, it's because Black people are criminals. It's like, no, we're over-policed and prison is slavery. They work for menial labor. Who do you think is putting out these damn fires in California? But when they get out of jail, can't be firefighters.
No.
Like, so for far too long we've been told like, oh, well, the, you know, Black people are just more likely to be criminals, and it's like, no, we are criminalized, and therefore that is why these people are considered criminals.
Yeah.
Also, I think a lot of Black people, which is especially was most disheartening for me, was the point where I realized that I can't appeal to white people's humanity, that I really had to start being like, look, overfunding the police hurts everyone's tax dollars. When we pay $12 million to Breonna Taylor in restitution, that money comes out of your pocket. Think about how much money you could save. We could end homelessness. We could redirect these funds. And then, you know, we could all be living better. It's like, I can't even be like, Black people are human beings. I'm like, think about all the money you'll save, guys, if you just stop killing us. It's actually cheaper, I swear. Like, and to get to that point was really saddening to me, to be like, I can't even be like, hey, guys, guys, we're human beings. Like, please stop. I have to be like, look at all these coins you'll save if you stop killing the Negro. Like, it's gross. It's sad. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, all that to say, you know, please, if you find yourself in a place to help and not hinder, to expand the possibilities for somebody, to defend somebody, to set somebody straight, to dead some bullshit, terrible, ignorant take and educate somebody, please do that. Because all the information we have around us is that shit really isn't getting much better. And on top of it, you're already seeing polls that support for the Black Lives Matter movement is starting to wane since June. What happened?
This always happens.
I know, exactly. But I'm still finding myself I mean, look, whatever. This is, that's what it is to be
It
conscious.
Always happens, but also, here's something that people don't want to always admit, but Republicans are better at this than we are.
Right.
Hell They're better at media than we are. They're better at spreading whatever information they want spread than the other side is. They are good at it. They are so good at it because they learned a long time ago, control the narrative, control the vote.
Fear-mongering.
Yes, you know, and man, they try so hard to control the narrative. And we up here, we laugh at them because they don't get shit and they make fun of, you know, wet-ass pussy and all this. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah. They're so old and decrepit and, you know, lame. But you know what they are good at? Making sure you know what the fuck they talking about.
Right. Yeah. And I love Michelle Obama, but that whole when they go low, we go high, that ain't getting us nowhere, y'all. Okay, we gonna have to fight. Like, we can't be going high no more. Because going high, just what, we sit on a moral high ground while the world burns. We watch Nancy Pelosi write strongly written letters to the manager, aka the president. Like, you know, it's time. It's time. We go. It's not going to be this easy fight that we all expect. It's not going to be this thing where we can rely on human decency. If we've learned nothing, it's that that does not exist for a lot of people, at least for almost half of the country. Yeah. Our president doesn't have any human decency. I don't even know if he's a functioning human being anymore. He's so deeply narcissistic. So it's like, we got to fight fire with fire. It's not going to be easy.
Yeah. And I mean, I think just, again, I always think of this James Baldwin quote, you know, that he always says, to be a Negro in this country and to be relatively conscious is to be in a state of rage almost all of the time. Mm-hmm. And it's shit like this that you don't get examples that are very reaffirming. Moving on. To just another dark story. There's been a complaint being filed in Georgia against ICE. Someone who's working in a detention facilities whistleblowing. And the complaint has gotten a lot of attention because of, like, it talks a lot to do mostly with detainees being denied COVID tests and treatment when they're showing full, like, telltale signs of infection and only being given, like, ibuprofen and, like, over-the-counter medicine or just being just told to, like fuck off, essentially. And then another dark detail that's starting to come out is that in this complaint, there are allegations that detainees are being forced, there are forced sterilizations occurring in these facilities where, like, these detainees are being told they might have an ovarian cyst and then they end up with a hysterectomy or another procedure involving their fallopian tubes. And there's been, like, to the point where in this complaint, there are detainees alleging that there is a doctor that's colloquially known as the uterus collector, because whenever this doctor is seeing a detainee, it's like almost a guarantee that it's some kind of sterilization procedure. And many people, like, you know, I mean, the unfortunately, it's mostly the progressive wing of the Democratic Party is like full voice being like, this is like, what the fuck is going on? And just another, you know, another dimension to the absolute campaign of, like, terror that this administration is enacting on people that don't look like, you know, the posters from the 50s.
Right. Well, where
harvesting
to begin?
Uteruses?
Jesus fucking
what
I mean, Christ.
What do you do with a uterus?
We're, like, on some straight up Dr. Mengele, you know, this is, like, eugenics shit. But this is where we're at.
Yeah, I mean, and it's like eugenics is so like baked into so much of what exists in the world already. But it's, I mean, just like this level, it sounds like a movie. The fucking uterus collector sounds like a Quentin Tarantino character. in a 2025 movie. Like,
or 95.
Yeah, yeah, really any era.
To be honest.
This is, yeah,
Tarantino's
this is
really timeless. Can yeah. we just?
I think we can all agree that I have no notes.
Yeah, it's, but again, this is, you
this
know,
is horrifying.
It's really sort of indicative. And I say this because this year is coming all over. It's coming fast. And it's yeah. one thing after the other. Like, they didn't, you know, they could only give 2 seconds to the fact that Trump knew about Russian bounties on U.S. soldiers, or he's denigrating the families of fallen soldiers, or general, like, it just, it's going and going and going. And I think it's this sort of like looking at the news that can give you this feeling of like, holy shit, like, where do I put my attention right now?
And my big question is, has this crazy, horrible, awful things always been happening? And is the first time that in right. history that we have cameras everywhere and yeah. we have social media that's like, we're all finding out about the details, which is a good thing. It's like, it's all being exposed.
But yeah,
so this is what we know. What do we not know is even
yeah,
scarier.
The dark side is like, even mm-hmm. though we know it, the people in power, are they going to be compelled enough to do what's right? Because it's hard to tell, you know?
Right. I mean especially because there's so much happening that the fact that a story like this horrifying could be buried to basically the bottom of the news, who knows? It seems like there are, even with very, very pressing issues, it's only the issues that are getting a ton of public attention that are really acted upon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of, like, I don't know if you guys saw Athlete A, but it was the Olympic team's gymnastics.
Oh, no, that documentary.
Doctor. And right. there was complaints about him, like, molesting and being inappropriate for so many years. It yeah. could have stopped with 10 women. Then more complaints. It could have stopped with 20. But they got to, like, 500 and something women were molested by yeah. him. And it took that long. So it's like,
well, yeah, there's
so
already
important to get it early because victims just stack up.
I mean, there were already allegations of sexual abuse happening in the facilities, you know, mm-hmm. and I think that's where we realize how ill-equipped like Democrats are to figure out how what can even be done. Because like they're, you know, at the time, I remember there were people trying to enter facilities and then. They were like, you can't actually enter here. And like, I'm a fucking congressperson. What the fuck are you talking about? I can't come in here. And like, this is such a dark, ugly dimension on top of the science denial, on top of the unabashed, unfettered killing of black and brown unarmed people in this country. It's like, it's truly a fucking all you can eat nightmare buffet of this year. But all yes. that to say is like, I know it's hard to hear stories like this. I'm like, what can we do? At the very least, you just figure out how you're going to mobilize every single person you know to vote to start.
Yeah, this is the kind of story that when you come across it, you're just like, what the fuck could I possibly do besides vote? And but it's on top of that, I feel like it is also just like on the public to continue to talk about stories like this and not just let it be like a single day of like, wow, this is scary. Yeah. And then something scary is going to happen tomorrow and then move on. But it's like stories like this in particular, where it seems like the only thing that institutions are even at least acknowledging are things that are getting a lot of negative attention. And so it's like unfortunate that we have to like K-pop stan mobilize every time something horrific happens. But I feel like that is a yeah. big part of it, of like not letting stories like this just slip through the news cycle, because then they just continue to happen.
Yeah. Yes, these are the kinds of things that there are so many headlines that you could miss something like this that's as horrific as the forced sterilization of ICE detainees. All that to say, we need to take a quick break and be right back. You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and
Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And we're back. Danny, what's something that you think is underrated?
These are all food-based, by the way. I hope that's okay. I love it. I turned this into a food podcast because it's only one of the only things I talk about confidently. Dude, I was listening to Roy Scovel on the podcast. Was it last week? And he said that wedding cakes are overrated, and I agree wholeheartedly. There's an alternative to that that I don't know if it really took off on the West Coast. Are you guys aware? It's self-explanatory, but what a cookie table is at a wedding?
No.
So no.
Instead of a wedding cake, every wedding I went to growing up had these. They would like giant tables full of cookies that were made from parts of each family. And maybe even some like outside sources, but like thousands of cookies would be like sitting in a separate room at a wedding. So instead of a cake, like after dinner, they call up tables to go to like this big ass cookie table. And you just get like, you know, sometimes there's like dozens of different cookies. And so you're getting like all these different flavors and different types of dessert instead of just like one, you know, flavor of cake, which I think is
that's
preferred.
Nice.
Yeah. And it started too. That's another like, you know, Rust Belt immigrant thing. It was like Italian, Slovaks, Polish, Greeks, maybe even like Serbian too. But like when cakes are too expensive, they would just ask members of the family to bake, you know, all these different types of cookies. And so it's kind of like a giant dessert potluck at the wedding.
That's so cool.
I know. I love it. And then you get like grandma's beefing and stuff. And I think that's wonderful.
Oh, yeah, where, like, you watch them take a bite of, like, an in-law's cookie, and they're like...
Yeah, side-eye,
You're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, people, I mean, they take it so seriously in like Western Pennsylvania, Eastern Ohio, that like, yeah, people I feel like are loosely out for blood.
What's like a cookie you can expect there regionally? Like you're saying, like, how the fuck was there a cookie table without this one? Like, I'm guessing Italian wedding cookies, probably.
Yeah, like Italian wedding cookies for sure. But I feel like also like, what are they called? Like Bulgarian butter horns or something like that. It's, you know what I'm talking about? The little
that
twisty.
Sounds fake.
It does sound fake. I just made up a cookie off the top of my head. Yeah, maybe like wedding cookies for sure. Pixels.
Oh,
those
yeah.
Little snowflake. Yeah, you see a lot of those. Lemon bars.
Are there any gross
doodles?
Ones yeah. that you would find on the table like that? I feel like with that kind of variety, there's got to be kind of a nasty one, right?
I don't know. When it comes to dessert, my palate is like so basic too. I've got like the palate of like a Civil War ghost. I like... I like lemons and I like anise, you know? I'm like, I don't know why. I'm like, I like, give me
you
anise.
You like the flavor of anise?
I like the flavor of anise.
What that
and
is.
What dude,
is
like that? Black licorice. Think black licorice.
Oh, kind oh I of. Like that. Sorry.
Like, I actually enjoy Necco wafers too, and not in an ironic, not
God,
in an ironic
Danny.
Way.
Necco
I know.
Wafers,
we were going
Necco
so
wafers
well.
Are made in Massachusetts. They're made in fucking Revere.
Oh, hell yeah,
and I
dude.
Thought they were, and they were about to go yeah. under till someone yeah. generously resurrected the shitty wafers from hell.
They should have gone under. Yeah. They taste like dust, but I'm
yeah.
glad.
I don't know. I don't know why, but I'm like, it doesn't. I like it. I do like it.
Okay, so, fine. I guess, yeah. I guess we'll let that one slide. Time to check in with the Vatican. You know, see what's going on over there. I mean, as someone who went to a Catholic high school and has had a lot of Catholicism just smashed into their head, even though I was, you know, don't believe it, but I could bang with the best of them if you want to talk Catholicism. it's always interesting to see what's going on with Pope Francis, that everyone loves to call Chill Pope. He's the most chill pope, which I guess when,
Francis.
You know.
I mean, it's like, what was, is that really saying?
I mean, there was know? Nazi pope, so it's all relative, I guess.
yeah, yeah. You know? I was like, really, look at the yardstick there for chillest pope.
So there's a new book coming out that someone, you know, is working on and just getting some quotes. And, you know, he's had some interesting, you know, takes that have felt more in line with the modern world. And this time, they're like, what about sex, pontifex, father?
About sex.
What about fucking Pope? What about fucking? What's your stance on fucking Pope?
Oh, baby.
And Pope said this, pleasure arrives directly from God. It is neither Catholic nor Christian nor anything else. It is simply divine.
Was he like jerking off while he said that?
He goes on.
Oh my God.
The pleasure of eating and sexual pleasure
whoa.
Come. From God.
Yeah. Okay.
That was my own emphasis on those words, but those are his words.
Pope's
called verbatim theater. A bit of verbatim theater, I believe is what it's called.
I mean, theater. you gotta hand it to him. That's some chill Pope rhetoric.
I mean, dude, the pleasure of eating and sexual. I'm like, oh, sign me up.
Ooh, I'm like, okay, so he's a kinky Pope.
They're like, does that mean I can masturbate while having a communion wafer?
Yeah.
Can I
yeah,
combine I mean, them?
But like
some
people,
9.5 weeks.
Catholics have been waiting to hear this shit for centuries to be like, God, come is from God. That's yeah. the loophole I've been waiting for, baby.
yeah, right.
That is a game changer. Someone's got to tell my uncles about this.
right. I'm going to go to my high school and march out front of my old high school and be like, come. Come comes from God. Come comes from God.
Like, from I God. Knew it.
Yeah. I mean, come 316.
Check anyway. Out my jizz grenade.
I'm surprised my old high school never has me come back to address the youth. Really a shame.
Like, hey,
I have a lot to say.
Just a quick update, everybody.
yeah, right? Just so you know, yeah, we could talk a little about podcasting and my journey from this school and into the working world, but just so y'all know, come 316. Okay, I got it tatted.
oh, so, new merch.
Come,
new
comes
merch.
From God.
Come 316.
Come comes from God. Come comes from God. Yeah, long leaf blower. Yeah.
oh, you got a leaf blower going too?
Yeah.
See, solidarity.
Leaf blower solidarity.
So the Blow. Pope continued saying that, like, when because they're asking, like, okay, Pope, this is kind of a hot take for you. You know what I mean? Especially from the church. Like,
hot.
What's going on?
Pope?
Again, you know, like, what's the deal? And he said, basically saying that you know, referencing the lifelong of the life of the entire life of the church about how it's been condemning the sexual pleasures and things like that. He described it as, quote, overzealous morality, a wrong interpretation of the Christian message.
Ooh.
I think many people like also took that quote. And I think their first thought was also like, okay, but what about some of these other things y'all still got going in the church that are sort of rigid?
I mean, yes, very valid. The what about all the crimes?
Sure. Sex what code. About is there a what about the a woman's ability to choose what to do with their God-given body? Oh, don't get don't hey, hey. Don't let's like, not
hey,
touch
hey,
that.
Hey, we just got to come. Okay?
Yeah, we just got to
we
come.
We just said come for the first time in the history of church.
Yeah. And I look, I'm the first pope to write come on a chalkboard and spell it C-U-M nasty style, okay?
Nasty style. Like he's Bart Simpson. Like he's...
Come comes from God. Come comes from God.
Someone
anyway.
Please make it. Yeah.
All right, that's going to do it for this week's Weekly Zeitgeist. Please like and review the show if you like the show. Means the world to Miles. He needs your validation, folks. I hope you're having a great weekend, and I will talk to you Monday. Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.